From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 29-year-old Omar Mateen, an American born to Afghan parents, opened fire in a nightclub in the U.S. city of Orlando, Florida, early Sunday, leaving 50 dead, dozens more wounded. Mateen reportedly called local police during the shooting to say he was doing it out of allegiance to the Islamic State. VOA asked Seamus Hughes of the George Washington University Program on Extremism what it makes it so difficult to preempt these sorts of shootings.
The issue is always becomes, you know, when someone goes from radical thought to actual action. And that's what the FBI is trying to grapple with right now. They have 1,000 active investigations in all 50 states. And they have to make the determination of, you know, when is somebody just starting their mouth off and when they're actually going to make a violent leap into militancy. And that's what makes it so difficult.
President Obama said Sunday's attacks, the worst mass shooting in U.S. history, and he added that it was an act of terrorism FBI is investigating. Eritrea has accused Ethiopia of attacking its border, but officials in Addis Ababa said they had no knowledge of the reported fighting. Eritrea won independence from Ethiopia in 1991 after three decades of war, but returned to battle in 1998 through the year 2000. They remain bitter enemies today, with their troops still eyeing each other along their fortified border. A powerful bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of the Lebanese capital, Beirut, Sunday, damaging the Blom Bank, one of the country's largest. Beirut and its suburbs have been hit hard by strings of bombings, and authorities have frequently linked them to the civil war in Syria. Blom Bank is taking part in the U.S. program against funding Hezbollah. This is VOA News. Iraq's army says it has secured a safe corridor for civilians out of the embattled western city of Fallujah, and a humanitarian agency says some 4,000 residents were able to flee in the past day. Norwegian Refugee Council warned that available resources, including safe drinking water, would not meet refugee needs much longer. UN last week voiced concern for the fate of as many as 90,000 civilians trapped in Fallujah without basic food and medical necessities. European football's governing body, UEFA, threatened Sunday to expel both Russia and England from the Euro 2016 in France if their fans continue violent behavior. Dozens of people were injured in 3 days of violence, with the worst incident in Marseille late on Saturday, with the British and Russian soccer fans clashed inside and outside the stadium.
Les événements qui se sont produits à Marseille hier soir sont inacceptables.
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve denounced the violence as unacceptable and referred to the instigators as drunken hordes. In Nice, violence between Northern Irish football fans and local residents injured several people, while a minor skirmish broke out Sunday between opposing fans and a march between Germany and Ukraine in the town of Lille. Police in Bangladesh arrested thousands suspected in a nationwide sweep following a violence of religious minorities and secular activists, Islamic State extremists claiming responsibility for more than 20 of the killings. Japanese stocks led a plunge in Asian markets today, tracking a sell-off in the U.S. and Europe on renewed worries about the global economy and uncertainty over Britain's future in the EU. Tokyo's Nikkei slid 3.5%. Shanghai went down 3.2%. Investors are nervous about a series of opinion polls indicating Britain could vote on June the 23rd to leave the EU. In hockey news, Pittsburgh Penguins defeated the San Jose Sharks here in the U.S. 3-1 Sunday night in San Jose, California, to win the 2015-16 National Hockey League Stanley Cup Championship Series 4-2. Pittsburgh's Sidney Crosby was the most valuable player. After the win, reporters asked him how he feels about it all.
It's not easy to get here, and having won, 7 years ago, at a young age, you probably take it for granted a little bit. You don't think you do at the time, but it's not easy to get to this point. So I think just try to enjoy it as best I can.
It was the first Stanley Cup championship appearance for the Sharks in their 25-year history. Fourth win for Pittsburgh.
That's the latest world news from VOA.